Yeah.
Well, I was reading that, like, Reverend Hunsher, like, anytime he would get around Master Bob, he would, like, his meditation object would just become, like, so clear. And I was just wondering if, like, you would experience that when you would go in and pay respects to different group ajahns, like Ajahn Boon in particular, or Ajahn Chah, if there was, like, a particular, like, running theme which would, like, come up in your heart or whatever.
Well, I mean, it's always... Yeah, it's always helpful to meet these great beings, great masters, and I think one of the things is the reason your meditation object comes clear is because of a sense of Hiriyotapa, a deference, respect that's there, so then there's a increased vigilance within the mind, and then the mind becomes clear. So it, and I think that so much of the chaos that's in our minds tends to fall away out of when we become close to somebody that we're very respectful of, or if we know that they're, or we suspect that they actually can track your mental states, then there's a certain trepidation that keeps the mind focused, and that helps the mind become very settled in its meditation. A lot of it is, I think, just the faith, respect, and being able to sustain that.